So I came to London when I was almost 7 years old. I was born in Bosnia, the now former Yugoslavia. And when the war came to Sarajevo, which is where I lived, my mum was lucky enough to be able to get us on a UNHCR list of people being flown out of, airlifted out of Sarajevo. We ended up in London because my mum had a friend who had moved to London decades earlier. So that's how I came to land at Heathrow in August 92. The plane we flew out on, I remember, because it had no windows and no seats. And it's very unusual to be in a plane with no windows and no seats. You know, when you have such a clean break in your childhood, the before and after is quite stark. So I do remember. I remember fainting on the way out of the plane and being caught on the steps, because when you all of a sudden come out into fresh air and you've been packed in with like hundreds and hundreds of people in one of these planes, I do remember that. That's something that stays with you. Every night you could see bullets flying kind of across, and it was basically the lines being drawn for what then became a full-on siege. When I asked what the equator was, you know, my dad said the equator is the imaginary line between the Serbs and the Croats. The other thing I remember is a plane breaking the sound barrier over a fighter jet over Sarajevo, and that, if you've never experienced it, is something you don't forget in a hurry as
What does
well.
that mean, breaking sound barrier?
It's a kind of often used terror tactic where a jet will fly low and create a sonic boom, you know, over a populated area. As a refugee, you always end up kind of hankering after security, you know, and that now I'm in the incredibly fortunate position of, as a job, trying to help other people achieve and maintain security. And it suits me very well. It's a bit of the city I didn't really know existed as a kid, but I'm pleased I found it. I mean it very deeply when I say I'm lucky. It's something I deeply believe to be true.